Hundreds break coronavirus rules to attend funeral of Glasgow knife rampage migrant. By Virginia Hale on July 19, 2020. Hundreds of people broke coronavirus rules to attend the funeral of a Sudanese migrant who carried out a mass stabbing attack in Glasgow, according to reports. Several hundred mourners showed up at Badreddin Abdullah Adam's burial service in breach of coronavirus restrictions on Saturday, Sky News reported. The 28-year-old was shot dead by armed police on June 26 after he went on a stabbing spree at a park inn in Glasgow, seriously wounding a number of his victims. The hotel was being used to house asylum seekers temporarily at the time of the attack, which left six people in hospital, including police officer David White, who was critically injured. Though the service was set to be held at Lynn Cemetery at 2 p.m., it had to be delayed for a number of hours after police were called due to the crowd present. By 3 p.m. the funeral had still not begun as officers tried to disperse the huge number of mourners gathered in breach of coronavirus rules, which in Scotland specify that no more than 20 people are allowed at funeral services. With three police vans present, many of the attendees were forced to congregate in a nearby car park while the service took place, according to The Sun. Sky News informed its audience that the knifeman was described as a quiet and polite and decent guy by asylum seekers also residing at the Park Inn Hotel. A friend of Adam spoke to the media outlet to say he had no idea that his fellow migrant was planning to carry out an attack, insisting that Sudanese people are very peaceful. He said, "We phoned Adam's family. They had heard about the news but were not sure. But when we talked to them and confirmed, they were very shocked and very sad about what he did, because this is not our mentality, it is not our morals or nature. Sudanese people are very peaceful people and they don't tend to stab or to kill other people." In the hours and days following the attack, Scotland's left liberal establishment, including First Minister and SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon, came up with a number of reasons why British taxpayers and authorities allegedly drove Adam to carry out the attack, claiming he was suffering mental health issues due to supposedly inadequate living conditions. These included that the food served at the hotel, such as spaghetti and macaroni cheese, wasn't culturally appropriate, that there was limited free Wi-Fi, and that being housed in a hotel during the coronavirus lockdown felt like being in prison. Lockdown regulations applied to everyone else in the country as well. Of course, although most did not enjoy the free accommodation, meals, Wi-Fi, and laundry service provided for the migrants. According to Kurdish Community Scotland activist Ako Zada, it was completely humiliating for migrants to have had their cash handouts cut when they were moved from taxpayer-funded private housing to the Glasgow Park Inn during the lockdown, where The Guardian reports that they received three meals a day, basic toiletries and a laundry service, as well as access to televisions and the internet. MPs from the country's ruling left separatist Scottish National Party, SNP, which campaigns for mass immigration and rejoining the EU, as well as open borders backing NGOs such as the Scottish Refugee Council, have demanded an independent inquiry into the allegedly poor conditions that the migrants were being housed in at taxpayers' expense. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.